Hello, this is Ingrid from Friends at Kachemak Bay State Park with this week's trail report updated Wednesday, July 14th. The following trails are clear and passable. Alpine Ridge Trail. Chinaput Lake Trail is flooded at mile 2 but still passable. Coalition Trail, Estuary Trail, Diamond Creek Trail, and Grace Ridge Trail are all clear and passable. Glacier Lake Trail and Gruink Tram Spur Trail, there have been brown bear sightings, so please be bear aware. Gruink Tram is open, so just 2 people and gloves for operation. Saddle Trail, Sadie Knob Trail, Tuckahatchee Spur Trail, Tutka Jackaloff Trail, and Tutka Lake Trail are all clear and passable. The following trails are passable yet difficult. That includes Blue Ice Trail with some extra brushy conditions, Goat Rope Trail with some patchy snow, Lagoon Trail with no bridge across Halibut Creek, so ford at your own risk, as well as Moose Valley Trail, where the trail is hard to follow at times. Wasnesanke River Trail has flooding, so it is impassable 3 miles from Haystack Rock to Mile 9. And finally, the following trails are difficult to impassable, and that does include Coalition Loop Trail, which is impassable to the falls, Emerald Lake Loop Trail, which is not recommended to hike to the lake, Mallard Bay Trail and Mallard Emerald Connector Trail, which are both closed and impassable. Poot Peak Trail North, South, and Summit has deep snow, brushy conditions, and is hard to follow in places. And lastly, Sentinel Ridge and Tucka Backdoor are not recommended to hike due to additional construction needs and fragile sub-outline areas. That's it for this report. The detailed trail report and updates can be found at friendsofkachemakbay.org. Please pack out what you pack in and be bear aware, and most importantly, have a great day in the park.